I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There were massive explosions and tanks firing near the Israel-Gaza border just inside the Palestinian enclave on Sunday. Scenes of combat the same day a delegation from Hamas arrived in Cairo for truce talks. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The Israeli military showed its continued strikes on what it says are Hamas fighters in the Gaza Strip. One strike appeared to hit a home in the city of Rafah, killing 14 members of the Abu Anza family. Among the dead were Rania Abu Anza's husband and infant twins, born amid the war. She asked, "What was their fault? What did a baby like this do?" According to Gaza health officials, more than 30,000 Palestinians have been killed and more than 70,000 wounded since Israel began its offensive 5 months ago. Most of the 2.3 million residents have been displaced.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. Israel's military said on Sunday most of the Palestinians killed last week as crowds massed near an aid convoy in Gaza died in a stampede. Pressure has mounted on Israel over the deaths of dozens of Palestinians during a confused incident in the Gaza Strip on Thursday, with several countries backing a UN call for an inquiry. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday called for Ukraine's Western partners to summon the political will to provide Kyiv with necessary military supplies, or the world will face, quote, one of the most shameful pages of history. Zelensky issued his appeal as a U.S. package to provide military aid remains stalled. This is VOA News. Germany admits to leaked details of a military meeting outlining future munitions and battle plans for Ukraine. Russia calls Germany its age-old rival that is again its sworn enemy. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has a story.
At least 10 people died in a Russian drone strike on an apartment block in Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa. Rescuers raced to cut concrete, combing for casualties trapped in the rubble. Ukraine, heavily reliant on Western powers to sustain its war effort, has long asked for weapons with greater range to strike Russian targets from afar. And so, when news broke late last week of German plans to equip Ukraine with the Taurus cruise missile capable of flying about twice as far as missiles supplied by Britain and France, Russian officials were quick to blame the West for its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Hundreds of Alexei Navalny supporters lined up to lay flowers and pay tribute to the deceased Russian opposition leader on Sunday, in a significant show of support for the anti-corruption campaigner who died last month in an Arctic penal colony. Malaysia's government says it may renew the hunt for the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 10 years after its disappearance. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
This comes after a proposal from a U.S. technology firm for a renewed search in the southern Indian Ocean, where the plane is believed to have crashed. In Malaysia, a memorial event commemorated the 10-year anniversary of the crash, where Malaysia's Minister of Transport has highlighted his government's dedication to the search.
No reluctance. As I've mentioned numerous times, as far as Malaysian government is concerned, we are committed to that search. And the search must go on.
In the decade that has passed, families of the victims remain determined to uncover the truth to what happened to their loved ones. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Lawmakers in Pakistan's National Assembly have elected Shahbaz Sharif as the country's new prime minister for the second time. Allies have imprisoned former Premier Imran Khan, and parliament shouted in protest against his appointment on Sunday, alleging rigging in last month's election. Following days of negotiations, Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League Party and his supporters formed an alliance after the February 8th election, which was overshadowed by militant violence, a nationwide mobile phone shutdown, Khan's exclusion from the vote, and an unusual delay in announcing the results. Authorities said it was all necessary to avoid attacks. I'm Joe Ramsey.